You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Brittany Merlau. In the last month, the National Weather Service has been forced to stop or reduce routine weather balloon launches at 14 of their approximately 100 sites across the country. And it's all due to staffing cuts by the current federal administration. Yesterday, Green Bay was one of those sites added. So now, Green Bay National Weather Service will only launch one balloon at 6 p.m., as they're forced to cut the 6 a.m. daily launch. Now, what do these balloons do? Well, they gather data as they fly far away, and they beam that atmospheric information back. It produces a fancy graph for us meteorologists to then dissect and use for forecasting. Now, not only does the National Weather Service use this, but also emergency services and airports. And it's very important information specifically for forecasting tornadoes. It's basically how we keep tabs on brewing storms. It can tell you if the atmosphere is spinning perfectly and has just the right ingredients needed for a twister to strike. It keeps us in the know right here on the ground of what's going on up high. And forecasters rely on these two time daily launches, and they have for the past 80 years. Worldwide, more than 900 weather stations rely on daily weather balloon launches. And the man who claimed the TikTok ban, supported by a Wisconsin congressman, as the reason for setting fire to that congressman's office, appeared in court this week. Lisa Hale has the details.
A psychiatric evaluation has been ordered for 19-year-old Caden Stakowitz of Menasha after he pleaded not guilty and not guilty because of mental disease or defect Monday on charges that he set fire to U.S. Representative Glenn Grothman's Fond du Lac office in January. If Stakowitz goes to trial with the not guilty because of mental disease plea, the jury would first determine if he's guilty. And then if he is, a second phase of the trial would determine if he suffers from mental disease. Stakowitz's next appearance in court will be a status conference May 12.
The biggest race on the ballot in a couple of weeks is for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. All along, we've been telling you this race is technically nonpartisan, but the lines are pretty clearly drawn. Savannah Tomei Olson breaks it down.
Elon Musk has poured millions into backing Waukesha County Judge Brad Schimmel. Musk's company Tesla is suing the state of Wisconsin for denying its request for dealers' licenses, and that case could very well reach the high court. UW-Madison professor Michael Wagner says because Wisconsin allows justices to decide whether or not they should recuse themselves from a case, there's a lot on the line.
It's in a presidential swing state, it's on a swing court, and the cases that are going to come before the court are going to be cases where the donors in the election, most notably Elon Musk, have a clear interest and a clear path they want the winning judge to take.
Meanwhile, Judge Susan Crawford of Dane County has received campaign money from Democratic billionaire George Soros and Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker. Spending on this race is expected to top the historic $56 million spent on the last state Supreme Court race. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
And legislation that would change how the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction measures standardized test scores is headed to the desk of Tony Evers. Joanne Krulatz has more.
State Senate author Watertown Republican John Jagler said Tuesday that he anticipates the Democratic governor will veto the bill. Evers initially said the new standards adopted by DPI last year should have been publicly vetted, but that he'd likely veto the bill because the legislature was injecting itself in the DPI process.
And another storm is expected to hit the state on Sunday, bringing accumulating snowfall to the area again. And it could be significant like last time. So, don't put those shovels away just yet. Home sales are going up in Wisconsin, but so is the average median price of a home. Lisa Hale has the details.
The Wisconsin Realtors Association's February report was released Thursday, and it shows the median price for a home in the state is now $305,000. That's almost an 11% increase over 12 months. The lack of available housing inventory means it's still a strong seller's market. Mortgage rates are up a bit. Average 30-year fixed mortgage rate is 6.84%, up from 6.78% in February of 2024. Tom Larson, the CEO of WRA, said with the high demand for houses, low supply, and high mortgage rates, affordability is low and will remain so for the foreseeable future.
And Wisconsin's population is growing, but birth rates have dropped. Joanne Krulatz tells us more.
According to the report, domestic and international migration has been the driving factor in population growth since 2022 as natural population change decreases with lower birth rates. Officials say over a three-year period from 2021 to 2024, Wisconsin gained nearly 82,000 residents through net migration. The largest change came with over 28,000 migrants in 2024.
And a local event will bring students up close and personal with the great outdoors. The Wisconsin Envirothon is an environmental science competition for middle and high school students hosted by the Wisconsin Land and Water Conservation Association. Now, this one-day event has people get their hands dirty in activities in wildlife, aquatic ecology, forestry, soils, land use, and current environmental issues. Environmental specialists from all across the state will be there and volunteer their time to judge the competition. Ahead of the April 1st election, there have been a ton of ads focused on Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate Brad Schimmel's position on the state's 1849 abortion law. Here's Tricia Young with a Wisconsin Watch fact brief.
Brad Schimmel, a conservative Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate, supports the state's 1849 abortion ban, but says voters should decide abortion laws. While campaigning in Adams County in 2024, Schimmel reaffirmed his support for Wisconsin's abortion ban, asking supporters, quote, "What is flawed about that law?" unquote. Wisconsin's Supreme Court is reviewing the 1849 law's validity after Roe v. Wade was reversed in 2022.
And skipping school could equal breaking the law once again in Appleton. Here's Lisa Hale with more.
Skipping school could mean breaking the law once again in Appleton. The Appleton Area School District is asking the city to consider reintroducing a truancy law. Superintendent Greg Hartgeese told the Appleton Common Council Wednesday night that the district is facing chronic absenteeism. He said in the last year, over 1,000 students missed 18 or more school days, and almost 300 of them missed more than 50 days last year. Hartgeese says they don't want to go back to the days of punitive measures and truancy court. The district had that until 2019 when the law was repealed.
We have no interest in punitive measures other than whatever will get a student to engage. We need something to reach students who currently just simply aren't coming to school.
The Appleton Common Council took no action on the issue. If it reintroduces a truancy law for the city, it will be at a future Common Council meeting.
And the Wisconsin Regional Training Partnership will receive $10 million in grant funding to develop a statewide apprenticeship network. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
The Badgers beat Montana. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin men's basketball team with a win over the Montana Grizzlies. The final 85-66 in favor of the Badgers. Guard John Blackwell led scoring with 19 points. Stephen Crowell with 18. And asked how he was more aggressive in the second half under the basket.
Credit to my coaches and my teammates for being on me about staying aggressive. Like you said, in the second half, finally got it going a little bit inside. And obviously we knew we had the size advantage.
So the Badgers move on. They play Brigham Young tomorrow night at 6:25. In Cleveland, it's the Marquette Golden Eagles against New Mexico tonight. NBA, the Bucks dominated a shorthanded Lakers team, 118-89. Doc Rivers' reaction to L.A. resting four of their top players, including LeBron and Luka Doncic.
Your only concern is that your guys just keep their focus. They've had a brutal schedule, and so they had the rest guys somewhere. Picking an East Coast team is smarter than picking a West Coast team.
That's the Bucks head coach, Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Grey's Anatomy star Ellen Pompeo appeared on the Call Her Daddy podcast recently and had a few things to say about the pay discrepancy between men and women in Hollywood. The actress who played the title character on the long-running drama said when the show started, Patrick Dempsey made a lot more money than she did, despite him having 13 failed TV pilots. Pompeo said that she understood why he got the money he got, but that she should have been compensated similarly as the show was named after her character and she worked tirelessly to promote it. Despite the recent death of her husband of almost 60 years, Dolly Parton says she is at peace with his death. The 79-year-old country music icon made a surprise appearance at Dollywood, her first public sighting since husband Carl Thomas Dean's death. Parton says she still misses Dean and loves him dearly, but she's doing better than she thought she would be. Is it just me, or would you want your spouse to say the exact opposite after your passing? It's looking more and more like we should all avoid heading to the theaters to see The Alto Nights, where Robert De Niro plays gangsters Frank Costello and Vito Genovese. That's right, he plays both roles. Despite what producers thought was a solid script and Barry Levinson directing, the crime thriller is drawing only 38% on Rotten Tomatoes. Not sure if De Niro playing two roles has anything to do with it, but how hard could it have been to find another actor and not rely on a gimmick? Actress Jenny Slate initially supported her co-star Blake Lively in her sexual harassment complaints against Justin Baldoni. The three actors were all in the film It Ends With Us, where the controversy started. In a recent interview with The Hollywood Reporter, Slate, the star of Bob's Burgers and FX's new series Dying for Sex, says she only wanted to talk about her new show and will no longer discuss anything involving Baldoni, Lively, or It Ends With Us. All this drama will no doubt be a miniseries one day. After well over a year of hype surrounding the show Severance, I finally had to check it out. 40 minutes into episode 1 of season 1, I had more questions than answers, but the pilot closed strong. Despite being a slow starter, the sci-fi mystery about a group of office workers who discover that their work memories and personal life memories have been surgically separated is a critic's darling, pulling a 96% on Rotten Tomatoes. I will have more information as I continue the binge. The premiere date for season 2 of The Last of Us is right around the corner. Recently, it was revealed that series co-lead Bella Ramsey was diagnosed with autism. Making the story even more interesting was that it was a crew member on the set whose daughter has autism who suggested Ramsey get tested while season 1 was still being shot. Ramsey says they believe this will help them as an actor, as they have always been someone who watches and studies people. Season 2 of The Last of Us drops April 13th on Max. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy today with a sprinkle or two possible this afternoon. We'll get to 48 for a high today. Tonight, clear, low in the upper teens. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and cooler, mid to upper 30s for a high with some rain and eventually a little snow possible late tomorrow night into Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at BullFallsRadio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.